The Magic Podcast, hosted by Lloyd Barnes and Craig Petty. Your all-access, behind-the-scenes insight into the current happenings of the magic industry, where Craig and Lloyd will thrust themselves deep inside your ears every Wednesday to rant, dissect, and give you their raw and unfiltered views on the art of magic. So, lock your door, take out your deck, and brace yourself for the Magic Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Magic Podcast with me, Craig Petty.
And me, Lloyd Barnes. Did you miss to that time?
Good, man, you were good. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good, man. What's going on? How are you?
This is a weird experience for me. I'm actually doing a podcast and I'm not seeing you. Like, normally I look at your sexy face when I'm filming this podcast. And, you know, I'm looking and all I see is a black screen with Lloyd Barnes. I'm having to reach deep into the wank bank to just remember what you look like, man.
I can't believe you describe your arsehole as the wank bank.
Well,
sorry. It all ends up in there. No, I've turned my webcam off because I'm on my laptop downstairs, and I've got no battery. I've got minimal battery in it, so it's going to save battery. And the reason I'm downstairs is because the snooker's on, so I've got to watch the snooker. Otherwise, I go to my office and I have my laptop there. But yeah.
Of course you are. And to anybody who missed the podcast last week, I'd like to say sorry that we weren't here last week. But at this point, I think the Magic Podcast is more of a fucking surprise. Like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And then you get a warm and fuzzy feeling inside when you realize it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock and an episode has dropped. So, you know, it's kind of what we're fucking going for here. It's just like the Magic Podcast with Craig Petty and Lloyd Barnes. We don't give a shit and you shouldn't either.
It's the Forrest Gump of podcast, you know, man. Like a box of chocolate, you never know if you're gonna get it. You
know? Run, Lloyd, run.
Well, you know, every other podcast is so formulaic. Every week, same time, same place. Like, you know, ta-da. Maybe one week we'll do two. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Oh my god. Maybe one day we'll do the crossover that no one's asked for and nobody wants. The Magic Podcast, Black Arts Crossover.
The Black Magic Podcast.
You know, sensible discussions about creativity mixed with dick jokes and Peter Nardi's testicles in one wonderful package. Never seen before, never seen again.
What, Peter Nardi's testicles? A wonderful package never seen before, never seen again. Or the Black Magic Podcast. Like, I can't tell which one's which.
Oh dear, mate! What's going on in your life, Lloyd? We hung out at the London Magic Convention.
Oh, dude, how good is Thomas Bader?
Oh well, I sat with him, didn't I, over lunch, and just watched him blow my mind, like doing stuff that just shouldn't be possible with a regular deck of cards, like just shouldn't be possible. And I saw this guy at Blackpool last year. And he brought out Drop, which I'm pretty sure everybody would agree is the trick of the convention.
At least the best selling trick of the convention. Blackpool, for sure.
And watched him. He fooled me. He fooled everybody. He was selling an absolute metric fucking ton of those things. And I didn't know much about him. I became a fan at that point, but I didn't really know much about him. I haven't really seen anything else from him. And then at London Magic Convention, just watched him systematically fuck with my brain with just like some of the most incredible, seemingly impromptu magic. You know, this motherfucker was just like, he took a borrowed deck and he had someone shuffle it. And then he looked through this deck and he's like, right, okay, give me a few seconds. And he gave him like 30 seconds and he memorized the deck. And this wasn't like pseudo memorization where he's giving it a full shuffle, but he's using the moniker or something. No, we shuffled the deck. He looked through it in 30 seconds. And you turned around, he did the most amazing stuff. He was just telling you the cards and the numbers, where all the cards were, all of this shit. And afterwards, you were looking at me and I was looking at you and I was like, you're like, have you got any idea? And I said, I actually think he's fucking doing that for real. I think he's actually, the only thing I could come up with is it was really memorizing a deck because I couldn't, there was no other possible method for doing what he was doing. Incredible.
Yeah, dude, like, fuck. I think he, like, yeah, well, the way of, what he did was borrow Chapel deck, he memorized it, and then turned back to back with Jake was doing the dealing, and he said, like, red, black, red, red, black, black, red, red, black, red. Oh, you have 12 cards left. Yep, then four blacks and three reds, two black, red, black, red, red, black, and then all 52 cards in the deck, which was bizarre because it was borrowed shuffle deck. And then with me, he took my deck, I shuffled the life out of it. He looked, he spread through it, put them in the box, handed me the box, said, name a number. I said 28. And he said, oh, five of clubs. I took the cards out of the box myself, dealt down, and it was the 28th position. Like, yeah. And that's not like I didn't miss any details out. That is exactly what happened.
Yep. It was insane.
Full blown. Yeah. Like, if I could do that, I would just do that trick all the time. But I can't, so I resort to sandwich tricks. It's between the two, Jack. Fuck off, fat boy.
Well, what did you think of the convention?
It was awesome, as always.
Yeah, it was great. I thought they did a great job. There weren't as many big names there this year for whatever reason, insofar as last year you had Pete Turner, you had Dynamo, you had a bunch of people sitting around in the convention. You didn't have that this year, but, you know, I mean, what you did have is you had some incredible lectures. You had the close-up show. You had the, you know, the close-up competition. You had the gala show. You know, everything just worked brilliantly. It was, lots of people were buzzing about the whole event. Nobody was unhappy, yeah, as far as I can see.
It was phenomenal. I love Mark Paul's lecture. I'm sure I've seen him lecture at the session years ago, but I haven't seen him since. And I know he's brilliant. Like, I've seen his work, but his lecture was just really, really good. Lots of food for thought, lots of practical solutions. A great billet switch that one of the only ones that makes like a lot of sense. But the thing that impressed me the most was the competition winner, Jake Allen.
Well, I've seen that act that Jake did three times. And the most recent time I saw it was at the J-Day for the Young Magicians Club. And he's just incredible. Like, I've seen that so many times. And I don't even have a clue about how you could do any of the stuff that he's doing. Like, not even a clue.
Yeah. Is he one of the young magicians, or is he?
He was. He was a young magician, and he won the competition, the closer competition, like, every year. It was becoming a joke. Like, Jake wins it every year. Jake wins it every year. But the last close-up competition, he's now 18, so he's left the YMC. And on his last meeting, on his last YMC meeting, they awarded him admission directly into the Magic Circle, which very rarely happens. When you leave the YMC, you've got to apply for the Magic Circle. But because of how much he'd done and how much he's achieved, he went straight into the Magic Circle. And that's well deserved. The guy has incredible chops.
Yeah, I've seen him at every convention over the last 4 or 5 years. Oh, and, you know, always hanging out with the younger guy. But like, I never sat down and watched him do tricks. It's always been like a chat, you know, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. So it was like the very first time I've seen him perform, and I was absolutely blown the fuck away. And I see so many conventions, I see so many acts, I see so many competition acts. I was literally like, oh my God, this kid is absolutely insanely good. Like, really in a league of his own.
Yeah. And not only is it incredibly fooling magic, but he's got kind of that it factor, you know, when you see him perform.
That was exactly the word going through my head. He's got it, whatever it is, like, yeah, the X factor.
Because, and let's be clear here, Lloyd, he was doing quite the act that he does, it fools the shit out of magicians, but it's quite procedural when you think about it. Okay, you know, we can do it now. You take a deck now. It's not the sort of thing that you would consider to be engaging, but because of how he is and how he presents his magic and just that aura that he's got around him, he can take something that's quite procedural and make it fucking entertaining and magical and just,
yeah,
mind-blowing. He's going to be a huge star in this industry, mark my words. And if I was a head of a magic company and I worked for somewhere like Murphy's or Penguin, I'd be on the phone to him because I know that's not the only thing he's got. Like, he's got, I've seen him do tons of stuff. I'd be contacting him and I'd be saying, right, okay, let's talk.
Yeah, dude, man, like, just for people listening, just to give you an idea, like a rundown of what the act was sort of like, you know, without tipping anything. Was up for the tip, I was fooled buggery him back. He spread a deck out on the table and, like, literally was like, just take out a card each, three people. So he took out a card, no forfeit or anything like that. Then he brought up a brick box, which is a box of 12 cards, got a dozen cards in there, decks of cards sealed. And he said, each of you grab out any deck, crack them open, take the cellophane off, open the stickers. And what did he do then? Like, take out your cards and lose them or something? And then he found the three cards from three decks and eventually ended up stacking three decks together. So it was like one massive fat deck of like 104 cards or something. And then just started like shuffling, kind of like gambling style X, like complete control over the cards, but with like a bit of a magic flair to it. And just, yeah, he was using this ultra deck. I was just like riffle shuffling, stripping, cutting, and pulling these named cards, these like 3D chosen cards out of decks they'd opened and shuffled themselves. It was crazy. And as we would say, he was fucking 18, and it, like you said, he's been doing this back for years. You can tell. He's going for it. He's definitely going to end up on having his own show or on TV. Like he's pipped for success for sure.
Oh, he is. Yeah,
that was by far the highlight of my day, I think.
Yeah, like I want to see him go on Penn and Teller Fool Us with that act and fuck up Penn and Teller.
I think he would, actually, you know, because every magician I spoke to was like, I'm pretty fucking cool. Like, I have ideas, but if I was Penn and Teller and I had to nail down the exact ideas, I know I'd get one or two wrong.
Yeah.
You know? If they were just like, oh, you must have done something like this, and that was the stipulation that they may get the ballpark. But if they had to be precise, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't get it.
Well, we've talked about the future of magic in the UK, especially as we're based in the UK, and we've said it's in very safe hands with people like Jake. And this is what's so valuable about the YMC. What's so valuable about the YMC is you've got a place where young magicians can go and become really good. Like, Jake went to every single YMC meeting, and it's going to that environment, and they have monthly competitions and stuff. So you know what I mean? It's so valuable in the future of magic. You know, I know we've talked about Jabrizi in the past saying magic's dead. Magic is not fucking dead. Magic is very much alive, well, and kicking. And it's watching people like Jake and some of the other young magicians in this country that makes you just realize how, you know, there's young magicians that are doing stuff now that magicians that have been pros for 30 years aren't doing. Do you know what I mean? It's,
oh God. Yeah. Like, seeing Jake perform there, this is the thing. We're 18, and there's no disservice to other people. I think it's because Jake is just supremely talented, but yeah, I can't think of many magicians at all that are as good as him. And that's not hyperbole. Like, he was that fucking good. Well, he won the show. He won the competition.
Yeah.
Against people like Andrew Croft, who is absolutely in, like, one of the most talented card magicians in the entire world. I don't know if you've ever seen Andrew Croft's work, but
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like the card guy I think of when people say who does like the best card mechanics, like who's one of the best card mechanics alive. One of the first thoughts I have is Andrew Frost, because he's famous for like consistently fooling magicians with like the most hardcore slides and the routines that he does. And Jake Allen like won the competition, and there's no disservice to Andrew. Like, this guy, Jake, is just, yeah, you know, I would give my right arm to have half of his talent. He's brilliant.
You know this, and I'm deadly serious now. And I mean this. You know, we talked about Vanishing Ink's thing about having 500 quid for a download, $500 for a download or whatever it is. Yes. And learn that foolish trick from, was it Hector Mancha?
This would be the ideal thing for that.
I didn't pay for that $500 trick, and I wouldn't. It's not a trick that I want to learn. I think that speaking to Hector Mancha would be valuable, but you'd just be talking about this trick. I'm not going to spend $500 off that trick on Penn and Teller Foolers. Nothing against Hector at all. Nothing against Hector. I think he's amazing. I just, that trick just didn't float my boat. However, if Vanishing Ink sent me an email, and I mean this, if Vanishing Ink sent me an email tomorrow saying, we've got Jake Lloyd, the act that he used to win the...
Jake Allen. Jake Lloyd was in Star Wars.
Yeah, Anakin. If they said, hey, Jake Allen is tipping his act that he used to win the closer competition at the session. At the London Magic Convention. And it's $500 and you get personal instruction, blah, blah, blah. I would pay that $500 immediately. Immediately. Yeah. I'd be the first person saying, here's my money, take my money. And I think that's where the value of this whole idea by Vanishing Ink is. Because the problem is, in the olden days, when it was like L&L, you would have L&L snap somebody like Jake Allen up. Because you know he's got a ton of magic that's as good as that. That's just what you just saw there, Lloyd, is just the icing on the cake. It's just the pinnacle. You haven't seen half of what this kid can do, right? And you know that L&L would do a 3-DVD set and everybody would buy it. But these days, you know as well as me, it's physical products. You got to have a physical product. You got to have downloads, just are going to get pirated. They're going to get copied. People are still doing downloads, but it's less and less popular than ever before. I think this is where the value, and it's a shame because I don't know how the method worked for that trick, but I've got a fairly good idea that it's not gimmicked. So if it's
I don't want to speculate publicly on his method because it's his, but I don't think it's completely impromptu.
No, but I don't think it requires some sort of crazy ass gimmick.
Yeah, but no, yeah, definitely nothing custom. Like nothing where you'd have to go track down somebody in Tibet who can make these things for you. I think if he is using anything, it's, you know.
Yeah. Well, the point I'm trying to make is I think that this paying $500 for a trick and getting personal instruction, I think this is the sort of trick that it's made for.
Do you know what? Like, we discussed the Hector Mancha release. This is coming from a Hector Mancha fan as well. I wouldn't buy that. But the Jake Allen thing, $500. I was really fooled. Fucking great routine. I bet there was stuff in there that I've never come across before. I'd highly consider it. Just to see his approach to magic at the same time, like, and I genuinely mean that. I would genuinely consider buying that if it was one of those $500 downloads, $500 tricks to learn it from him. Fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
He was phenomenal. The lecturers were phenomenal. Charlie Taper's show at the end. Tell me you've seen that.
Of course I did. Ryland, my favorite part was sitting next to Ryland and just watching his mouth drop on the floor every 2 minutes.
Yeah. There was some of the most visual, eye-pleasing magic, polished, put together in a way that...
It reminded me in some ways of Steve Bedwell's Walkman Act. Have you ever seen the Walkman Act?
I haven't, no.
He used it to win the Gold Cups at the IBM. Basically... He walks out and he's dressed like this 90s, like, somebody holding a Walkman. He's got a Walkman in his belt and he's got these headphones on and stuff, and he takes the headphones off. It's all linked. But anyway, very early on, the Walkman vanishes and goes under the hat because he puts a hat on the table. And he turns around and he says, I'm going to get that Walkman underneath that hat 5 more times during this act, and at no point will you see it go. And then he's doing loads of other magic. And then he goes, yeah, but don't worry about that. Did you see the Walkman? And they look at the belt and it's gone and it's back under the hat. And he's just doing it over and over again. And I had that same feeling when I was watching Charlie's act with the bow tie.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, some of the astonishing things that you're like, what the fuck happened? And he did.
The absolute best multiplying bottles I've ever seen.
By a million miles. By a million fucking miles. Unreal.
Like, not even close.
Craig's on his phone, so he's dribbling a little bit.
I'm not on my phone, actually. Well, actually, I kind of am, but as I'm talking to you, I'm playing a game.
You twat.
I'm doing a Lloyd. I haven't got you to look at, so I'm looking at something else while I'm talking to you. But I'm good at multitasking. Unlike you, when you do something else while you're filming the podcast, you just like fucking zone out and we have long moments of time where like you're not talking.
Well, the advert's on for the snooker now, so I can talk to you a little bit properly.
Funny. What did you see? Yeah, so Charlie's act was incredible. What did you... I didn't see much because I was behind my booth in the dealer hall, but what did you think of the dealers?
I didn't do it. I actually didn't go around the dealer's hall. I walked up to your booth to see you and walked back down.
Fun, man.
Yeah, I didn't. I literally... It's the first time I've ever been to a magic convention in my whole damn fucking life where I didn't do the dealer's run. I wasn't up for, like, chatting to loads of people. I wanted to sort of stay in my own little bubble. So I just kind of like just try to grab a little seat here and there, just chat to a few people. But I met some amazing people. Obviously, I seen you see Shark Traeger, Mark Traeger there.
Yeah, Ryland was hanging out with Shark's kid.
Oh, man, Mark's just the best. I love him. He's so smart, so kind. I've showed you my new thing that I'm working on. We sat down and we jammed on that for a bit. I met David Blair in person for the first time, a guy from my Discord who's just brilliant, and didn't really get to spend enough time with him, but it was so nice to sit down and to finally meet him in person. And then I met, one guy I already know. I always forget, he's from Ukraine, but another guy called, they're both Ukrainians, basically. I hate myself for getting this fucking confused. And the other guy's called Nick. But they've come over here from the Ukraine for obvious reasons. And so I sat down and talked with them for a while. And it was just fascinating to talk to them about, you know, what's going on and why they're here. And then just to talk magic and perform some tricks back and forth with each other. And they're fucking phenomenal. One of them is like a cardist, but he does like this incredible managing fraud that was in my Blackpool video. And Nick is a magician, but like wanting to get more into mentalism. So he's living in London. And he's looking for more gigs. Wonder if you could pass more gigs his way.
Hey, tell him to contact me.
He's gigging over here and he's sending money back home to the Ukraine to help.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so if anyone could get Nick gigs, I'll talk to you in private about it, Craig. But actually, like, this is, you know, doing more than just giving someone money, extra money for their beer fund for Christmas. This is genuinely helping. So, yeah, I'd love to talk to you more about that after the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get you in touch with him. Since your company gets about 3,000 buckets a fucking week.
Something like that.
Yeah, so seeing some of the old boys, like Rory and everyone was there. Jake obviously came along with me, and little Sammy Sugarman. I showed you Jake the thing that me and Jake have been working on yesterday with
its own. Oh, it's fucking incredible, man. It's incredible. It's incredible. What are you doing with that? You're selling it, giving it away, or?
I think Jake's putting it together as a possible like PDF/physical product.
You and Jake jump on the phone with me. I've got some ideas.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just to give everyone a teaser, like we love horoscope stuff, like star sign things. You know, the one from Cognito. There's Curtis Proctor's one that I do all the time. There's some phenomenal ones out there, and this is kind of like, aside from just flat out guessing someone's star sign, this one is like one of the most direct and fooling ones that I've seen ever, because it's a non moment, and somehow You never peek their star sign.
No.
They secretly tell you their star sign, and they have absolutely no fucking idea that they've told it straight to you. It's the best thing ever. I fucking love it.
That's amazing.
So we were showing that all weekend.
I'll tell you what, other things. Weekend, I was showing people my next Murphy's release.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I was doing it non-stop. In fact, there's a, you're not on Facebook really, but in Magicians Only, a couple of guys put in there a post saying, just come back from the London Magic Convention, watched Craig do his next trick through Murphy's. Oh my God, this is amazing. I had people offering me three times the amount that I think it's going to work sell for, just to give them the deck that I had there and then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they were just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I had people come up to me. I've had a lot of people since Cube 52 say, Cube 52 is the best trick you've bought out. And all the people that were watching this were just like, okay, that's even better.
And I think it's early December, by the way. I spoke to Jordan last night. I think so, yeah.
Nice. Just in time for Christmas shows, then.
Yes, perfect. Anyway, get off your phone, you little cunt, and book properly. What products have been out this week? Or did you see anything good at the Magic Convention?
Not really. Oh, and Preston Nyman had a nice thing. He's got a very nice thing that I picked up. It's the only thing I did pick up while I was there, to be honest. It was... ouch. It was a binary system type thing. So you've got a guide. It's like a...
I love that. You start off by telling me the method.
Yeah. I tell you that because it's genius the way that they've hid the method.
What's the effect? Just tell me the effect. I don't want to know the method. The effect
is that you bring out... you know, like when you go to London and you've got those open-top bus tours and you kind of like... these are all the different places that you go and visit on this open top bus tour and you buy tickets. It's like a little pamphlet and you can flick through. It's a little bit like that. It's a little pamphlet, a little narrow pamphlet that you can put into your pocket and you can take it out. And when you open it up, it looks just like a red bus tour, an open top bus tour. And inside there's five different routes on each page. So there's five routes on each page, and each route tells you the different places to go and visit, like Big Ben and here and here and here. And the idea is that you go through and you say, right, okay, have a look through the different routes and just pick one of the places that you would go to. And they do. And you say, okay, you know, there's more to it than that, but I'm trivial. I'm bringing it down quickly. He says, right, okay, so, you know, which routes is it on? You know, how many routes is it on? And they say... And then when you then take the book back and close it, and immediately you obviously just tell them the location of where they're thinking of.
That's cool.
And the book is designed so that the crib is on the back of the book. The back of the book looks like... But it's just very well designed. I saw it and I was like, as somebody who's tried to hide, you know, this principle in something that you would carry around with you, receipts in my case... I really appreciated the work that went into this. I thought this was very, very clever. I picked one up immediately. And it comes with two of them, two guidebooks, one for New York and one for London.
That's great. That sounds really good. This is why I should have done the deal at all. I should have walked around it.
That was good. What else was there? I didn't really go around the dealer's hall that much. Ryland picked up a King's Secret from Mark Bennett. Which is obviously very good. Angelo was there doing demi deck. I mean, you look at Angelo and you watch him do demi deck. It's just incredible. It's just such a great trick.
Phenomenal.
It's just unbelievable. And Monster Magic there, Alex from Monster Magic. So Alex has, he didn't have it for sale, but he gave me a prototype of a new thing that a new thing he's created that he's coming out with next year. And he's asked me to come up with some routines for it. It's it's not out yet, so I can't really say much, but it's a utility device that I think that anybody who's a mentalist or a coin worker would want to use immediately.
Ooh, mentalist or coin worker.
Mm-hmm. Not going to say any more, but it's genius. It's really, really good.
What the hell? Is he the guy that did the routine the with Matt on stage where they did the
yes
head shaving Russian roulette?
That was funny.
That was actually like one of the funniest acts I've seen in a long, long time because it was genuine like stake play. It felt like that. It was
also smart great. To get Matt involved because Matt just makes everything funnier with his reactions.
Matt was proper hilarious on stage. He was shitting his pants. so that was good. That was really good. I loved that actually.
Another hit. London Magic Convention, I've been to all three of them. Each one gets better. Each one's different for a variety of different reasons. But I think that they accomplished everything that they set out to accomplish. It was fun. There was that session environment happening throughout the day. The dealer hall was decent. The lectures were incredible. The gala shows and, you know, Charlie's show was brilliant. And it didn't take itself too seriously. And the Lyric is a great venue. So, yeah, I think it's another
venue. Venue's so fucking good. Easy to get to off the M4. It's perfect view for like every attendee. Like, it's so great. So, so good.
Yep. So, roll on next year. They're going to have to work very hard to beat this year, but I'm sure they will. Outside of that, I don't really think there's much happening this weekend. If you are anywhere near Newmarket, come to the Newmarket Magic Meetup. Do you know about this, Lloyd? You wouldn't come because it's literally on the other side of the country. But basically, the Newmarket Magic Meetup. Sorry, just do that. There we go. The Newmarket Magic Meetup is organized by Wayne Goodman. And this is the second year. And it's free. It's a free magic convention. He doesn't charge anything. He's got a venue, a really nice venue with a stage. And basically, it's not a formal day in that there's no time for the set lectures or anything like that. But you've got a load of tables laid out. And he brings like 30 or 40 bricks of cards or 30 or 40 packs of cards and just lays them all over all the tables. And the idea is that you just come in and you have a mad session with each other. You've got people like Oliver Tabor there. You've got big names that come and hang out throughout the day and just show each other magic. And it's honestly, last year's was one of the most fun conventions that I'd ever been to. And he doesn't charge for it. He literally just books the venue and organizes it for free. And then in the evening, he puts he puts a gala show on. And the gala show is made up of the attendees. And last year's gala show was brilliant. I mean, Wayne compares it. I did a spot on the gala show. Oliver Tabor did a spot on the gala show. But there were also people that had gone up and done the gala show that year that never performed on stage before. And it's such a warm environment to go and try and do something. And it's great. You got Drew Perry there. We all know how amazing Drew is. He's there all day. But the gala show this year, you know, Wayne's comparing it again. You've got Ryland is going to be doing his new act that he's never done for anybody. So he's going to be doing his new act for the first time at this convention. And it's also Ryland's birthday, the day of the convention as well. So there you go. But if anybody's anywhere, and it's free. You just have to get a free ticket on Eventbrite and you can come along for the day. And it runs all day on a Saturday and it's super fun. So I'm really looking forward.
That sounds actually like the best convention fucking ever.
It's brilliant. It really is. It's one of those little hidden gems in the community that nobody knows about. And it's the second year. It's got like about 75 people. And it's what a convention should be. Everyone's just sitting around showing each other tricks. There's no formal thing. There's no lectures. There's no dealer hall. There's no, okay, it's a set time here. But hey, you want to know how to do card manipulation? Go and see Oliver Tabor. You want to know how to do some really cool. John Kerr is there, for example. You know, you want to see some of the stuff out of his book? Go see John Kerr. You want to know how to get more gigs? Come and sit down and have a chat with me. You want to know what it's like performing on AGT? Go and sit down and have a chat with Ryland. You know, just there's a lot. You want to know how to like?
How many attendees are there going to be?
75 have registered.
What the fuck? That's great. Where is it?
It's in Newmarket. Cambridge, literally on the other side of the country to you. Like, literally, it's like you go from the one side of England to the other. You hit Bristol, keep going across, and then you'll get there.
I'm quickly just putting it into my. Is it one word, Newmarket?
Yeah, Newmarket.
Directions. 183 miles. Oh, yeah, fuck, I'm busy. I can't make that.
I knew you wouldn't, but it's just. I just want to give it a shout out. It's super fun. Me and Ryland.
It sounds pretty good.
We're all going. The whole fam is going. Like, we're picking the kids up on Friday, going straight over there. A lot of people come in on the Friday, and Wayne books a whole restaurant for everyone to hang out in on the Friday night. And, you know, there's like sessioning on the Friday night, then the whole thing's on the Saturday, and then we're coming back on the Sunday.
Love it. It sounds so good.
Yeah, it's really cool. The following weekend, I'm going to be performing at the Midwest Magic Convention in Ireland. So by Leon Anderson's, the lineup for that is insane. Jay Sankey's on there. Nick Lacoppo from Penguins on there. I'm lecturing. Jamie Williams from Wales is lecturing. There's a whole bunch of people that are going to be there. It's going to be an amazing convention. And the gala show in the evening, Nick's on there. Ryland's on there. I'm on there. Leon's on there. There's some, it's just going to be really good. So there's that convention coming up. Lots of fun stuff to get involved with. So,
Hell yeah.
In terms of new tricks, because that's all anyone cares about, that fucking trick.
I just remembered, I can't do the podcast next week.
Why?
I just remembered. I'm in Paris.
What are you doing in Paris?
It's Kaylee's birthday, so we're just going there for a couple of nights. But I completely forgot to tell you. So
no, I really appreciate you giving me a heads up so I can arrange for somebody to cover for you. Because normally what happens is I text you on the Tuesday night.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. I completely.
And then
well,
I don't get
thing.
An answer. And then I'm like, I can't. I like, you know, tell people, ever since you told me not to ring you over and over again, I haven't. I try to ring you once. And if you don't answer, which you never do, I send you a text, which you don't reply for it to.
But I don't
try and ring you again. Like I've
no, done, do you know what? It's,
so
honestly,
if you guys want to know why we've missed a few podcasts, it's because normally I can find out by harassing Lloyd and ringing him again and again and again. I'll find out. No, I can't do it. So I can arrange somebody like Pig Cake or Tyler or somebody to step in. But I'm under instructions to not ring him more than once now. So harassing him doesn't work. So I have to just like I kind of. When it gets to like midday on a Wednesday and Jack says to me, are we doing a podcast this week? I'm like, mate, your guess is as good as mine. But it's going up right now. I'm thinking fucking not this week, mate. But now this is exciting because now I can actually contact Pig Cake and I can say, Piggy, you up for doing it next week? Or I can say to Tyler or even Justin Miller, somebody, I'll get somebody fucking cool. So it's not a problem. Just let me know. Not a problem.
I have to say Kaylee has noticed a change in improvement of my mood since you've stopped calling me like that. Like, my life is genuinely better. Now that I don't have a stalker.
Ironically, my wife has noticed a downturn in my mood because I hate letting people down. Is there no podcast?
Craig, like, nobody listens to this shit. Nobody's being let down.
People do fucking listen to this shit. They want to know what we have to talk about for some fucking unknown reason, I don't know. But you heard it here first. This next week, Lloyd's going to be in Paris, and I'm going to be here with a special guest. Who that special guest is, I don't know, but we'll figure it out together.
Awesome. So anyway, new products.
That's what everyone cares.
Product-a-roonies.
So let's talk about this. First of all, Murphy's have just put out Cloak by Chris Congreve, which is, have you seen that?
What's that? No, I've been really off the boil.
Okay, so Cloak is Chris's version of the 10-card poker deal. But instead of using, and it feels right, so he brings out 10 cards, and they've all been custom designed and aged, and it looks really good. And he brings out 10 cards and he says, hey, we're going to play a game of poker. You're going to have 5 cards. I'm going to have 5 cards. You're going to make all the choices. He doesn't show the cards. He's just got like 10 playing cards. And he does a handling of the 10-card poker deal. Now, this is fucking brilliant, actually. He then says, right, okay, you turn your cards over and see what you've got. The spectator turns his cards over or her cards over, and they've got a royal flush in spades. And Chris would go, well, that's the highest hand you can get in cards. Well done. It looks like you would have won. But unfortunately, you didn't win because we're playing the wrong game. And he takes his five cards and he turns it over. And when he turns it over, he says, we're playing Cluedo. And the first card is Mr. Mustard. The second card is with the gun. The third card is in the library.
So good.
So the whole idea is, you know, you've got this whole thing that you're taking them down the garden path. And then at the end, you've got this hilarious kicker where it's like, well, no, you didn't win because you're not even fucking playing the right game. And it's just really funny. It's such a great trick.
That's so good. I love Chris Congreve's material. It's so clever and so practical.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. I haven't seen it yet, but I just know if he's got his name attached to it, it'll be brilliant. And a proper worker as well.
Oh yeah. Chris is fucking the man. Let's be honest. So also, I'm going to send you a link here. I want you to. Oh, you can't. Can you narrate it? Can you narrate a trailer?
I'm busy. Well, go on. I go on. Try it. I'll try it.
This
I hate narrating the trailer.
I'm telling you right now. I don't think you've seen this, and this is what I'm sending you on the Zoom chat. This is what Penguin internally are saying they're probably their best trick of the year is going to be.
Okay. Is this out publicly now?
Yes, it's just been released.
So I can narrate it. Okay. It's called Nemesis Deck by Nick LaCapo. Already sounds great.
Just look at some of those quotes.
Okay. So the first images on screen are two cards. One's the blank card and it says Nick written on it. The other is a face down red bicycle card. Somebody turns it over, says Eight of Clubs. They turn over the card with Nick's name written on it, and that says, let me see, the Eight of Clubs. Wicked. The reactions look phenomenal. Let me read the blurb actually, because I'm not going to get a good understanding of trying to multitask with this. Here's what happens. The cards are examined, shuffled, and then cut into two piles. Each person freely select a card from their pile, and the names of those cards are written down on separate pieces of the paper so there can be no doubt as to their identity. The cards are then lost into the piles and then fairly shuffled, and in these impossible conditions, you cut directly to their card. The spectator cuts any way they want. The card they find is the same card you wrote down at the beginning of the trick. Ooh, that sounds really fucking good. What do you think of it, Craig?
I think it's fucking amazing. I think it's fucking amazing.
Oh, you're in the trailer.
I know. I think it's fucking amazing.
Tell me what you experienced then. Like what did you experience?
Well, he showed it to me when I was at Penguin. So I was not last time, but the time before I was at Penguin. I was there for like 7 days, and I had 9 projects to film, and it was fucking busy. And we went out to Pins, which is one of the places that you've been when you were Penguin Magic. It's a really nice place. And we were waiting for it to get busy. So I was sitting there with a beer. Sean Dunn was there. Dalton Wayne was there. Eric Tate was there. Galley was there. Nick was there. And we were all just sitting around waiting for it to get busy. And he's like, hey, you want to see something? I'm like, yeah. Because I don't know how well you know Nick. Nick is an incredible performer. Honestly, I think if anybody deserves to have the mantle of magician's magician, now that Daryl's passed away, it's Nick. Like, he can do everything. He can go out and do a stage show and kill it. He can do a big stages, small stages. He can go into a close-up environment and kill it. He's a little bit is a little bit like Javier in that his job at Penguin is to go out and get insane reactions. So he's got to take tricks that he's not learned, very quickly learn them and get them to a point where people fucking love it. So he's really mastered, just like Javier has, he's mastered the art of psychology. He's mastered the art of performing. You know, as well as that, he's performing all the time. You know, he's at the Chicago Magic Lounge, P33. He's all over the place before. He's really busy as well as all the stuff he does for Penguin. But when you meet him, socially, he's not really the guy that comes out and says, he's not the guy that will show you 1,000 tricks. Do you know what I mean? He'd rather watch people. So I was like, I don't think I'd ever seen Nick say, "Want to show me something?" I was like, "Yeah." And I didn't even realize, I'm trying to remember because it was a few months ago. I don't think I realized I was being filmed. I'm pretty sure I didn't realize I was being filmed, but maybe I did. I can't remember. But he showed me this thing. And it was one of the, it was a little bit like what we talked about at the London Magic Convention. I'm pretty good at knowing how tricks work. Normally, I'll have a rough idea of how things are done. Or I'll be able to come up with some sort of idea of how it's done. When Nick showed me this, no fucking clue. Didn't even have a clue. It didn't make any sense to me at all. Like, from my point of view, deck was shuffled, deck was examined, two piles. Like, it was one of those things that was a magician fool, but at the same time, it was really entertaining because it's Nick. You know, he could take a piece of shit that's like, he could take a 50 phase 21 card poker deal or 21 card trick and make it entertaining.
Or any of your other releases.
Oh, you're so funny. Fuck off. But anyway, yeah, I was blown away. I actually said to Nick at the time, that was one of the highlights of my entire trip to the States that time, watching him do that. Telling you right now, it's going to be...
Yeah, it looks... So tell me the effect. You take out a blank... Run me through the basic step.
Well, it's like they put in the... I mean, it was a few months ago now, so it's all a bit hazy. But, you know, you have two cards picked. Their names are written down on separate pieces of paper. There's no doubt to the identity. They're lost in the pile, shuffled really fairly. And it's kind of, you get to this point and it's like, no, I can't possibly see how Nick could possibly know what the card is or anything. But then after all of that, the spectator cuts anywhere they want to. And it's not a breather crimp or anything. I said to him, I was trying to figure out how it works. I'm like, that's a breather. And he's like, nope, no breathers, no crimps, no marks, no nothing.
What the fuck? That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Sounds so fucking good.
It's great.
I want to see that. Could you perform it on your channel so I can watch it?
Yeah, I've just ordered it. It's going to be with me in a couple of days and I'm fucking 100% going to be doing it.
Hell yeah. What else has been out there? What else has been out? I've seen Stickman Bob is back.
Stickman Bob is back. Stickman Bob is back, yes. Which is great. You know, Stickman Bob, anybody who doesn't know Stickman Bob, it's incredible. And apparently it's even better than ever before now because they've got a template so you can make up extra cards yourself. You've got... aneurysm. I'm trying to work out if I saw this at Magic Live. I must have. That's weird. That's really weird. Have you heard of... Okay, this is kind of weird. Have you heard of the new Benny Chickering trick?
I was just looking on Penguin. I think it's called... Is it called Fly Trap?
It's called Fly Trap. Now, here's what I don't understand. It's abstract effects, but... it doesn't say anything about abstract effects on the actual ad copy. But when I was at Magic Live, Tyler was on the booth and was demming this over and over again and selling an absolute ton of them. And it was on the abstract effect booth. And I've just looked at the trailer, and at the end, the abstract effects logo comes up. I don't understand why.
Oh, that's true.
I don't understand why it's not in the ad copy unless they're trying to make people believe that it's not abstract effects because their company is not exactly, you know, well, it, you know.
It's doing better now. Tyler Lunsford's working for them, I think, isn't he? And I think it's the new ownership.
Yeah, Tyler's really trying to turn it around, which is good. But this Fly Trap is great. I saw it at Magic Live. It's really, really good. Really, really good.
What is it? Two jokers can make a card appear, but like it looks ultra clean, right?
Yeah, but it's a sign card as well. And it is ultra clean, like really clean.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great. Benny makes amazing gimmicks, doesn't he?
Yeah, it kind of fooled me a little bit when I saw it. I didn't really understand how it worked. I kind of had a rough idea, but not. It was very clever. Very, very clever. Yeah, that was good. Obviously, Murphy's have just started carrying the Venom Cube for the first time. So if you've always wanted a Venom Cube, but your local magic shop did not sell it, a lot of Henry Harris's stuff is now being carried through Murphy's. So Venom Cube, yes. Refilled, Super Lemons, Cube Maestro, all of those amazing. Basically, if you buy all of that stuff, you can cosplay as Ryland. just do his act, because his entire act is fucking made up of Henry Harris shit. But Henry's amazing. Henry's amazing. The other couple of things that have come out recently is, have you heard of Hypercolor by Bizarro?
No. If it's the Bizarro release, am I having any of it? What the fuck is going on in my life? What is it?
He was filming this at Magic Live. So he was filming this at Magic Live for Penguin Magic. Let me just send you over the link and I'll tell people exactly what it is. Here we go. It's in the chat for you there, buddy. Okay. You introduce a blue deck of cards. Your spectator selects a card. The deck is shuffled face up into face down, triumph style. The card is lost in the deck. The deck then visually sorts itself out with the exception of the selection. And then in an impossible kicker, every single card changes from blue to red in midair.
Oh, wow. So
it's like Color Stunner by Paul Harris, but with a gimmick that makes it very, very easy to do.
In midair?
Yeah. Hypercolor is a dream to perform because it's been road tested by Magic's hardest working magicians. The gimmick is easy to use, can be added to your deck in an instant to perform this highly visual multi-phase effect. The audience actually feels like they see the fronts and the backs of every card in the deck before the amazing color change. The best part is the gimmicks can be stolen and the rest of the deck is ordinary, so you can follow up with this incredible effect with your favorite card tricks. Take one of Bizarro's most vivid tricks to get incredible reactions when you perform Hypercolor.
Oh, I just watched the trailer. I'm watching the visual of the trailer now. You literally just drop the deck from one idea and it just, like, changes.
Yeah,
it's fucking really amazing.
When I was at Penguin last with Ryland, we went into their gimmick-making building where all of the guys hang out, and there were two people just sitting there with lights and magnifying glasses, and they were just making these hypercolor gimmicks.
I'm watching it now. It's literally so good.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's only $24 as well.
Yep. Have you noticed something as well about Penguin? I spoke to Dalton about this. They've started using really nice thumbnails for all of their tricks. They never used to.
Oh, yeah. I had a few messages about this.
All they used to do in the old days was just have a screenshot of part of the trailer. But now, every single thing that they put up, at least their own stuff, has really fucking cool
that's cool
thumbnails. Dalton Wayne's doing all of the thumbnails himself.
They look fucking amazing.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job there. Really good job.
Free Pokemon cards with every order.
Yeah, well, have you heard about the new Josh Birch trick?
No.
Oh, haven't you? This is sick. I'll tell you about this because this is really good. So Josh Birch has bought out. Let me find it for you. I thought we talked about this, but we didn't because we didn't have the podcast last week, did we? So do you know Josh?
No, not really. I don't think
so. Josh is really cool. He's he runs all the social media for Penguin. But his Penguin Live is one of the best Penguin Lives I've ever seen. And he's had some great tricks come out over the years, including Giant Killer Robot that we talked about last week. But he's brought out this thing called Uncommon. Now, you can get the actual sleeve separately to Uncommon. But Uncommon is like one of the things that you can do with it. And basically, they've patented these sleeves. They're called Dubs. And sing.
So clever.
So basically what it is it's sleeves to hold collectible cards, but they're double-sided. You get sings, which are single-sided, and you get dubs, which are double-sided. So anything you know, now, so the uncommon is basically a wild card routine where you're taking you're taking rare Pokemon cards and changing them into like energies, which if you play Pokemon are very common.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then changing them back. That's what comes with the uncommon trick. But you can get, as I say, they've patented these. You can buy dubs and sings separately. So Ryland's got a video that he's put up on Instagram tonight where he's taken, because he collects football cards, Premiership football cards, and his sister collects Pokemon cards. So he's doing this thing where he's like, hey, you know, people ask me, you know, it's really expensive to get football cards. How do I collect them all? Well, it's simple. I just take all of my sister's Pokemon cards and I just snap my fingers and I change them into football cards, and then I can take them and I can put them into my collection. And he's putting that on his Instagram tonight. The cool thing about this is to do an effect like that, you know, you'd have to split cards and make double-sided cards. With this, with these dubs and sings, you can just literally, anytime you need a double-sided card, you can use these. And it will make sense as well, because if you're a card collector, whether it be Magic the Gathering or whether it be Pokemon or football cards or wrestling cards, whatever, you're used to seeing them in these sleeves. You put them in these sleeves anyway. And the nice thing is, because they're double-sided, you can take them out. So at any point in the routine, you can actually take the cards out and they can see that there's nothing special about it. It's just fucking brilliant, actually.
I'm watching the video demos of it now. It's actually fucking phenomenal.
Yep.
This is huge.
Oh, it is. They've got so
many ideas. This is incredible.
Yeah. They've got so many ideas coming out with this. But you can get them separately. You can just buy a pack of 50 dubs and a pack of 50 singles, and you can use them for whatever you want to use them for.
This is fucking great. Like, this is incredibly smart.
And they've actually, Penguin have patented these.
Good for them. They should. This is literally brilliant. Actually brilliant. Why isn't everybody talk about this?
I don't know.
What the fuck? This is so good. This is so, so good.
You know, as a professional magician, you get booked an awful lot, right, to do... you get booked an awful lot to do like themed events, and it's like, oh, can you theme it to this? Can you theme it to that? With these, you can do gimmicked three card Montes, gimmicked oil and water, you know, like so many different things you can do without needing special gaffes. You just have these sitting around and you go, okay, somebody's got an event and it's LA themed. Okay, no problem. I'll buy some LA collectible cards and just throw them in. There's so many different things that you can do with this. It's just fucking incredible. And some of the stuff that Penguin are going to be coming out with in the next year is ridiculous.
Do you know what would be good for that? And I don't do any of this type of shit, but what I was watching in the demo, for anyone that hasn't seen it, me being one of those people, is that it was like a wild card effect. So you have, like Craig said, like one energy card and five or six Pokemon cards, and one by one they all turn into energy cards, right? Standard, like, is it called wild card? I think it's wild card.
Yeah, wild card, yeah.
But imagine you went up to the top table of a wedding, because you know the top table's name. Normally, as you get there, they'll stay somewhere, won't they? You can quickly get the same amount of blank cards, write the names of everyone on the top table on there, and then start off with either blank cards on the other side, you know, or you say like, oh, I just came back from another wedding, and or you know, something like that. So then you can literally move across each single person from the top table, and the card visually becomes their name, and their name right. visually appear on it. So it's a whole routine where it goes across the entire top table, and the last card could be, you know, the bride and groom as the final reveal. I don't do any of that kind of stuff, but it would be so good for that situation.
Oh, it would. Absolutely.
Because what's so good about it is that it's so practical. You haven't got to make new gaffes for every performance. You just write the names on the cards and slot them in.
Yeah.
It's great, dude.
The reason I didn't rave about this is I thought you knew about it. And I thought we'd
talk
about it.
No, I didn't. My mind's blown.
Yeah, it's so good. I've got loads of these coming out. I'm probably going to do a hows and whys on my channel of like different things you can do with it, because I've just sat here with a bunch of them and I'm just like coming up with so many different things that you can do. They're so fun to play with. It's one of the best utility items I've seen in Magic for a long time.
Yeah, snap. I completely agree with that. I've noticed the way as well. You've been doing a lot of more like how-to videos on your channel, which I think are great, like the coin management masterclass sort of stuff and the hows and whys of it.
I kind of I didn't want to go.
I think it's good.
I'm not that guy that does like incredible gimmicks like you, but it kind of made sense to me to do like hows, you know, how, you know, kind of like advice on vanishing a coin, advice on routining things and things like that. That's where I think I'm best at.
Dude, it's brilliant. Like it's honestly, it's again another example of you just giving back to the community.
Have you seen the video I put up yesterday about Chop?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the thumbnail. Like I'm aware that that you posted it. Is it good?
We've been working on our thumbnails as well. I don't know if you've noticed. We've really been upping our thumbnail game.
Let me have a look.
We've been trying to up our thumbnail game.
Let me see. Little thummies. Oh yeah, like the matchstick one looks really good.
Yeah, we're trying. We're giving it a shot. We're refreshing everything. But yeah, on the, get this. So you know Chop, obviously, right? Made Kaylee cry. But people ask me
Bastard.
time to time, like, you know, what, you know, like if I don't use Polymer Notes, what can I do? And somebody in a magic community said, oh, I don't like Chop because it's not EDC. You've got to carry a lemon round. I said, you don't have to carry a lemon round. And I did this video, this half an hour video of other ideas with Chop, one idea of which I wasn't going to publish because I've been using it myself. And basically, I think you'll appreciate this. All you need in your pocket is an AirPod Pro, just a single AirPod Pro. So before you go out and do this, you just take an AirPod Pro and you have your Chop pen, right? And what you do is you
Yeah.
borrow some AirPods. You say, has anybody got any AirPods? And these days, most people will then bring their hands out and you spot the person with the AirPod Pro. And you have your AirPod in finger palm and you go to open up their AirPods and you pretend to take an AirPod out, but really you're just pushing it to the fingertips. And because of how AirPod Pros are made, when you lift the lid up, you've got all the cover in the world. You can't tell that you've not actually taken an AirPod out. But so then you take the AirPods and you say, I'll put those into my pocket. I'll get back to them later. So you're putting their AirPods into your pocket. Now you do Chop with an AirPod and the Chop pen. And an AirPod sticks to the Chop pen through a coffee cup easily.
Yeah.
So now you can do Chop with apparently a borrowed AirPod. But at the end, you pretend to put it into your pocket and you grab their AirPod case and you load that under the cup as the AirPod comes back. And then you vanish the AirPod. And then you say, if it was underneath the cup again, would that be good? They lift up the cup and now the AirPod case is under there, which was in your pocket. And it's their AirPod case. And when they open it up, their AirPod's back in the AirPod case.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
So the final load, you don't carry a final load with you because the final load is the AirPods that they lend you. And all you need is the pen and a separate AirPod, and you're good to go.
That's great. That's fucking great. Yeah, I see it's odd that someone's complaining that, like it's not EDC. I've always assumed that the idea with Chop is like the best final load is just to find something random around you, like James Brown, you know, pot of jam style. Like if you're in a coffee shop, you get a pot of jam or something, just anything, you know, with the final load. Because the whole premise of it is that it is EDC.
Yeah, I agree. I agree
People are
completely.
bizarre though. People are bizarre. They don't make a lot of sense sometimes.
Better
On that note, my battery's about to run out, so we better wrap it up.
wrap this up. Well, you know what? We are honored to have Lloyd here with us this week
You're
because
very
he's
welcome, my friend.
a very, very busy guy.
Don't abuse the privilege.
So you heard it here first. Lloyd will not be on the Magic Podcast next week, but I'm fucking can guarantee you'll be on the Black Arts fucking podcast, but that's another thing. However, fuck off, cunt. However, I will have a special
I
guest
probably
with
won't
me.
be.
You will. I'll have a special guest with me next week, and I'm going to try and make it a really, really awesome special guest that people don't that people aren't going to guess who. We'll figure it out. But and I'm sure Lloyd will be back the following week. But yeah, follow us on Instagram. No, we don't even have Instagram. Follow us, you know, just fucking whatever. Just keep an eye on Spotify, and when we feel like it, we'll put another episode up.
Who gives a shit? I
Yeah.
have a day of cleaning ahead of me, so we have a house viewing at 4:30, which the estate agent's only just told us about. So I have to literally blitz my house for the rest of the day.
Oh dear. Well, tell everyone to have a shit week.
My life. Have a shit week, cunt.
Exactly. I'll be back next week. Lord will be back very, very soon. Thanks very much for joining us right here on the Magic Podcast with Craig Petty and Lloyd Barnes. We'll see you again soon. Have a shit week.
We apologize for disrupting your normal daily schedule. You may now relax, tuck your deck back in, and resume your regular day-to-day life. Remember to subscribe to be notified the moment each new episode goes live every Wednesday. And join our Facebook group to continue the conversation. The link is in the description to this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Magic Podcast.